Gaddafi. He has come forward in, I think it was in the June speech that he gave, that our controlled media, controlled by the communist Zionist Gentiles that call themselves Jews but are not, but are of the synagogue of Satan, as Revelations 2:9 says in the Holy Bible. Jesus Christ actually made that statement in Revelations 2:9. Last book of the Bible. But Omar Gaddafi says that Barack Hussein Obama is a Muslim. Very interesting. And he's so excited. He's so excited that a Muslim will win the presidency of the United States. Very interesting, folks. Very interesting. It is kind of hard to keep the truth away from the American people. Want to go to WorldNet Daily here and share this with you. Mideast leader, it's called, Obama, a Muslim who studied in Islamic schools. So says Omar Gaddafi, okay? We'll be right back and share this with you, folks. A Jewish man by the name of Aaron Klein has published this in WorldNet Daily. We'll be right back with more of the Officer Jack McLam program.
Do you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt? Would you like to be out of debt in just 90 days using a system that has proven and guaranteed results for 15 years? I'm John Glia, the author of Winning the Collection Game and founder of Zero Debt in 90 Days. My system has helped tens of thousands of people that realized they had way too much credit card debt or just could not or did not want to continue paying credit card companies.
My wife was really skeptical, but she liked your written guarantees, and I'm glad we went with the program. Thanks to your system, we've got a fresh start and are debt-free, and it only took a few months.
I have trained over 80 attorneys in at least 15 states on how to use my system and get their clients out of debt in 90 days. But you don't need an attorney to get the benefits of my proven system. In fact, you can keep your cash. No need to negotiate with creditors. No need to pay legal fees or make a federal case out of your situation. Call my team today at 321-747-0264 or visit johnglia.com and ask for free information on how you can be debt-free in 90 days without making one payment to any creditor. That's 321-747-0264 and johnglia.com.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Howdy, gardeners. This is Mike from Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company. We carry America's largest selection of heirloom seed, all non-hybrid, non-GMO, and non-Monsanto. We offer 1,200 varieties that our grandparents grew, vegetables that helped us survive the Great Depression, varieties that our founding fathers grew, and varieties that not only survive but thrive in today's gardens. All our vegetable seed is open-pollinated, which means you can save your own seed from generation to generation. Want to learn more about heirloom seeds and what the government is doing to control our food supply? If so, request our free 124-page seed catalog. And today, we offer you our Homestead Collection, 60 full-size packs of pure heirloom seed for $83 postpaid. That's 60 fresh packets of seed for just $83. Call us today to order your free catalog or our seed collection at 866-OLD-SEED. That's 866-OLD-SEED or go online to oldseed.com. That's oldseed.com.
Well, hello, folks. This is that old cop Jack McLamb with you here on the Officer Jack McLamb program. Coming to you from the lowlands of Phoenix, Arizona. Yes, indeedy. I was able to come down here and spend Thanksgiving with my sons and grandchildren, and it was a great time. I hope you had a good Thanksgiving yourself, folks. So anyway, here I am, and I appreciate you bearing with me last week. I was traveling and wasn't able to do the show, but I'm here today live and ready to go. Ready to go, folks. Well, we have a lot of interesting things going on, folks. In Arizona here, we have a young lesbian who's the governor of Arizona, Janet Napolitano. You probably heard the name, and she's a Jewish Zionist, and she's taking the place, I guess, of the son of Satan, of Michael Chertoff, the communist Michael Chertoff, that's head of Homeland Insecurity right now. And I guess they're going to move him on up, be head of the UN or be head of the totalitarian system being set up in America today. So it's interesting. Janet Napolitano was born in New York City, the daughter of two Jewish people, Jane Marie Weiner, and Leonard Michael Napolitano, who was dean of the University of New Mexico School of Medicine. She has one brother and one sister, Leonard Michael Jr. and Michael Angela Hostein today. Evidently, she married a Jewish man. She graduated from Santa Clara University. That's lesbian Janet Napolitano from Santa Clara University in Santa Clara, California, where she won a Jewish scholarship. She served as a law clerk for Judge Mary M. Schroeder, another Jew, and then joined the law firm of Lewis and Rocha. So, old Napolitano is a raging feminist, absolutely a raging lesbian feminist, and she's seen here in the picture I'm looking at here with a very lovely Arizona State Rep. Kirsten Sinemi, who Kirsten Sinemi must be a Zionist communist because she wants the Minutemen who guard the border without guns charged as terrorists. Now, Napolitano, keep in mind, folks, she's very pro, very, very pro abortion, which so is Abomination, President Abomination, who picked her. She has indicated a strong support for abortion rights and protecting clinics, which will be her priority in homeland insecurity, protecting clinics that are murdering babies. Napolitano supports massive immigration. She appreciates the complexity of immigration. Early on, she resisted initial efforts pushed by conservative Republicans in the state of Arizona legislature for the state crackdown on illegal immigration. She is an advocate of expanded guest worker programs for illegal immigration. The governor is an immigration hawk and an open border advocate. She'll fit right in with the Abomination administration. And the CFR, she's probably a member of the CFR too, but we don't know that for sure. And she wants expansion of the list of government benefits denied to illegal immigrants. Her sympathy for illegal immigrants reduces her enthusiasm for border security. In other words, we're not going to have any border security as long as lesbian Janet Napolitano is head of Homeland Insecurity. She's going to be, and my question is, folks, are they going to leave the two top mass murdering communists under her in Homeland Insecurity? You know, Communist Chertoff, and by the way, two Russians have told me his name. Chertoff means son of Satan in Russia, in the Russian language. Are they going to leave the two top mass murdering communists in the world, Marcus Wolf, head of the East German communist Stasi, and Primakov, head of the KGB, the Soviet KGB, under Napolitano? Or are they going to move them when they promote son of Satan? Chertoff, okay. And you know they're going to promote him because with a name like Son of Satan, he's definitely going to be promoted up, you know, because he's the one setting up the totalitarian system here in America under military rule. He hired these two top mass murdering communists, Primakov and Marcus Wolf, to set it up for him because he didn't know how to do it. He's a communist, but he's never set up a totalitarian Soviet-style system, and they're doing that now in America. So evidently, Janet Napolitano, Zionist Janet Napolitano, is very similar to Chertoff and Marcus Wolf and Primakov, or they wouldn't be putting her in that position. But we'll have to wait to see if Chertoff takes his two mass murdering communists with him wherever he's promoted to. That's the news from Arizona here, folks. Let's see. The Israeli army brass are advocating a timely war on Iran. Keep in mind, folks, that for 6 years, our two police and military associations in Idaho, actually we have three military and police associations and two military associations up there that we run. The American Citizen and Lawman Association is inactive right now, fairly much so anyway. But we have police and military against the New World Order, and we have our newsletter, Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter, on constitutional issues. And we have contact with a number of military intel people who are great American patriots. One of them's Jewish, by the way, and they're giving us information all the time, but if they get found out, they'll be assassinated like Pat Tillman was, three bullets in the head, you know, for trying to speak out about what he saw there in Afghanistan. A number of military intel people will be assassinated if they get found out. So that's why we're very careful in our contacts with them. But for 6 years, they've been telling us that, remember, that Iran is not making nuclear weapons. There is no evidence at all, zero, zilch, nada, no evidence to show that Iran's making nuclear weapons, just like the fact was with Iraq. You know, they lied to us to get us into Iraq by telling us they had weapons of mass destruction, and they're lying to us, the communist Zionist neocon Antichrist Trotskyites that run America and run the media here and run Israel. They run Israel too. Are lying to us, telling us that they are building nuclear weapons. And our military intel people say, no, there's no evidence to that at all. Matter of fact, all the evidence they've found, folks, has been that they're only making nuclear energy. Because this year alone, they've done 17 raids, 17 surprise raids on there are inspections, I should say, not raids, but inspections on their nuclear facilities in Iran. And every time they made these surprise inspections, just dropped by and said, we're here, we want to see everything. And they let them in immediately, and they found out that they were purifying uranium to 3.5%, which means they're making nuclear energy. They found no information, no equipment, nothing whatsoever that they're purifying uranium to 90% purity, which you need for nuclear weapons, okay? But here's the Israeli army brass lying and lying and lying again that Iran's making nuclear weapons. Remember, before 9/11, folks, we had a list, and we still have that list, matter of fact, in a book that was written of who they were going to get America to go in and bomb, who the communist Zionist neocon Trotskyites that call themselves Jews, but they're actually Gentiles that run Israel, were going to get us involved in wars. This was before 9/11, by the way. And the first country was Iraq. They were going to lie us into a war with Iraq, and then the next war would be with Iran. Now, where did Afghanistan come from? Well, Afghanistan would have been perfectly okay, folks, but the ruling religious class there hated narcotics, illegal narcotics, so they went and destroyed all the poppy fields that New York banksters, who are neocon Trotskyites, were making $300 million a month off of. That's why we went into Afghanistan and we replanted all those fields. We'll be right back, folks.
Don't be a victim of sudden cardiac arrest due to inflammation of the arterial walls. Our hemp foods are anti-inflammatory and gluten-free and can greatly benefit the health of the human body. By calling 908-691-2608 or visiting hempusa.org, you can benefit from this wonderful natural food source. Our customers are also purchasing this natural food for long-term storage, camping, survival, and emergency food rations. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org today. HempUSA.org believes that now is the time to plan for the future, and food will be your greatest asset. People spend money on all kinds of things, but our warning is prepare now for food shortages in the future. So don't delay. Call today, 908-691-2608, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Are you new to freeze-drying foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Folks, we're back here on the Officer Jack McLam program, and I'm that old retired cop, Jack McLam, here with you on this Sunday. And right back to the story I wanted to tell you, folks, that the communist Zionist Gentiles that call themselves Jews over who control the Israeli people in Palestine are just that, they're phony Jews. And Jesus Christ knew this would happen, so in Revelations, he put two places in Revelations where he said he knows the blasphemy of those that call themselves Jews and are not, but are of the synagogue of Satan. And that's Revelations 2:9. And then Revelations 3:9, he says basically the same thing, letting us know that the day would come when we would be controlled by Gentiles that call themselves Jews and are lying, but are of the synagogue of Satan. So the communist Zionists are the ones, the phony Jews are the ones that control the media in America. They control the White House. They control the Pentagon. They control our military. They control the House and the Senate, and they control the Supreme Court. And so they control us from the federal level, folks, and they control many of the governorships across the nation, too, because we are stupid enough to pay out $12 to $20 billion a year to these communist Zionist Gentiles that call themselves Jews in Israel. And Israel puts, the leadership of Israel puts most of that $12 to $20 billion in their pockets. But these communist Zionists do. And then they put maybe $1 billion back into the pockets of American congressmen and senators under the table, $2 to $3 million a year, if they obey everything the communist Zionists tell them to do. And they also do that with governorships, too, across the nation, too, we found out. And so in secret bank accounts, they're getting these congressmen and senators are getting $2 and $3 million in their secret bank accounts if they obey and toe the mark for everything the communist Zionists, Gentiles who call themselves Jews, the neocon Trotskyites, we call them here in this country, tell them to do. So we're under the same control, folks, of those that are in Israel. And it's amazing, folks, how millions of Jews hate the communist Zionists. They hate them. So much so, they've got at least four websites up. I can think of three of them right now. Maybe I can think of four of them. But millions of Jews hate the communist Zionists because they're always promoting war, war, war. And they actually set up Hamas. The communist Zionist Gentiles actually set up Hamas over there in Israel to bomb Israel, so they could keep expanding their takeover of Palestine and the whole Middle East. So they set up their own organization, Hamas, to bomb Israel so that they could expand the war over there. And this talk you hear about peace and a two-nation system over there is a bunch of baloney. They're talking about that to make you feel good like they want it. But the communist Zionists want the whole Middle East, and that's why they're having us go in and bomb Iran in the very near future, like we bombed Iraq, lying about them having or building nuclear weapons. So here's that article, folks, from Press TV, okay, which is out of the country, out of this nation. We have to read accounts out of this country to find out what's really happening in America and happening in Israel, because the communist Zionists who control our media here will not publish these type of things. But this was last Sunday when it came out. An Israeli security assessment has recommended advising contingency plans to attack Iran, even if it means counting or courting a conflict with the U.S. Now, that's a lie in itself, folks, because the same communist Zionists who control Israel control America, the federal system, our military, our White House, our Congress, our Senate, our Supreme Court. They control it all. The same communist Zionists who control Israel and set it up in 1948. And I'm going to share with you an article here to prove that in just a minute. But anyway, they say that, we're going to attack Iran, and it may conflict with the U.S. policy. Not true at all, folks, because we're controlled by the same evil synagogue of Satan, as Jesus Christ says. The leaked paper drawn up by Israeli military chiefs maintains that Tel Aviv has a limited window of opportunity to act against Iran before the country obtains a nuclear weapon, claiming in 2009 Israel might have to face a nuclear Iran in 2009 all alone. We'll be right back, folks, right after these important messages on Republic Broadcasting Network.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Deep in the Brazilian rainforest of the Amazon grows the acai berry. Considered to be one of nature's most complete and healthy foods, the acai berry is loaded with antioxidants, amino acids, essential omegas, fibers, phytonutrients, and protein. A superfood? Yes. YourLivingFruit.com now brings the acai product, the timing, the company, the opportunity, and the cause to you. Some of the health benefits associated with the acai berry are increase in sustained energy, help with cholesterol management, improvement of digestive system, strengthening immune system, and more. Acai berry boasts 10 times the antioxidant benefits of grapes and twice that of blueberries. Are acai berry health benefits right for you? Is the opportunity right for you? Find out at YourLivingFruit.com. YourLivingFruit.com will show you the remarkable and continually documented health benefits of the acai berry. Visit YourLivingFruit.com. That's YourLivingFruit.com.
Now that the election is over and the shock is beginning to wear off, Ready Reserve Foods, in an effort to get as many Americans prepared for the promised changes of a new administration and to help you and your family survive the global economic crash, Ready Reserve is offering the pre-inauguration special. Between now and January 20th, 2009, all food units U1 through U7 are being offered at wholesale prices. That's a 33% savings. A year's supply of meals starts as low as 73 cents per meal. Ready Reserve Food offers only the highest quality dehydrated food, packed in double enameled cans in an inert nitrogen atmosphere, allowing a 15-plus year shelf life. Ready Reserve has been manufacturing since 1972, giving them the freedom to offer you amazing savings. Great-tasting Ready Reserve Foods at wholesale prices. Order now at ReadyReserveFoods.com or call today, 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Okay, folks, we're back here on the Officer Jack McLam program on the Great Republic Broadcasting Network. And I see a note here on my computer screen that I'm supposed to tell the new listeners out there that the website for RBN, and it's a great website, folks. I hope everybody goes to it. It's republicbroadcasting.org. That's www.republicbroadcasting.org. That's for the new listeners out there that's not been to the website, and it's a doozy. I hope you'll go and look at their website often, because it's I do, and it's fantastic. Okay, back to the article here from Press TV, which we'll never read here in the United States. Israeli Army brass advocates a timely war on Iran. And once again, folks, it's to take over the whole Middle East. Okay, they want us, right after bombing Iran, nuking Iran, and killing 50 million out of the 72 million Iranians, they want us to go against Saudi Arabia and take them over. Okay, bomb them and take them over. And then, of course, Obama Nation says he's going to immediately bomb Pakistan, because he wants to bomb Pakistan. Of course, he's under the total control of the Communist Zionist Council on Foreign Relations, okay? And he probably will. We probably will bomb Pakistan, but the communist Zionist Gentiles that call themselves Jews and are not want us to bomb Iran right away so they can take over that large country, okay? Same as they've just taken over Iraq, all right? See, if we're under total control of the communist Zionist Gentiles that call themselves Jews and are not, our military's under their control, our Pentagon's under control, the White House, the Senate, and the Congress are under their control, and the Supreme Court are under their control, then the communist Zionists have control of Iraq, because we have control of Iraq. We, meaning the communist Zionist synagogue of Satan, as Jesus calls it. Okay, but back to this article here. Senior Israeli officials had earlier expressed concern that an abomination administration might lead... I'm sorry about that, folks. I can't stop saying abomination. That's not what they said. They said Obama administration might lead up to the restoration of Washington-Tehran relationships, which is another lie in this article, because Obama is totally under the control of the communist Zionist. Okay, so he's not going to do anything that he's not told to do for the communist Zionists. So there's not going to be a restoration of Washington-Tehran, meaning Iran relations. President-elect Barack Obama Nation has vowed to begin direct and unconditional talks with top Iranian officials on the country's long-disputed nuclear program. Okay? Abomination's pushing that, too, that they're making nuclear weapons, folks, which is not true, according to our military intel. Israel alleges that Iran, a signatory to the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty, has plans to build a nuclear weapon. Under the allegation, this is strange, but it's press TV. It's not controlled by the communist Zionists. They're telling the truth. It's only an allegation. That Israel's officials have long argued that the use of military force is a legitimate option in retarding the country's, meaning Iran's, nuclear progress. Iran denies the Israeli claim, insisting that the country's nuclear activities are solely directed at the civilian application of energy technology. The Israeli Army assessment claims Iran's threat to Israel's survival is at the top of the list of challenges facing Tel Aviv in Israel, and recommends close cooperation with the U.S. to prevent a Washington-Tehran rapprochement, in other words, getting together and doing talks like Abomination talked about. Of course, he was lying when he said that during the campaign. Let's see. According to the assessment, the military assessment, Israel must therefore draw up a plan for military action against Iran in case other countries show reluctance to counter the Islamic Republic's nuclear program. The paper is to be presented to the cabinet next month as part of the National Security Council's annual situation assessment, the Israeli Haaretz newspaper reported. This comes as outgoing Israel Prime Minister Ehud Olmert arrived in Washington on Sunday for talks with U.S. President George W. Bush. That was Sunday last week, folks. During his three-day stay, Olmert is expected to attempt to make President Bush pledge to counter, and that means attack, the Iranian nuclear program. Earlier in November, an unnamed senior European Union diplomat said that the European Union bloc, is concerned that a possible Israeli strike against Iran is not completely off the radar. It certainly isn't. The official suggested that the perfect time for Israel to strike Iran's nuclear installations is between now and January 20th, when U.S. President-elect Barack Obama takes office. Folks, Once again, there is no nuclear bomb-making program over there, so when you hear the term strike Iran's nuclear installations, they're meaning they're going to attack the whole country because they want to kill 50 million Iranians in this attack, 50 million of the 72 million that are there. And the reason the communist Zionists want to do that, since they're in control of our military here in the U.S., they know that they've been lying to you and talk about an insurgency in Iraq that is fighting our soldiers. And they know full well, as we've learned from Iranian police officers and soldiers that are Americans who have heard from their families, that the insurgency in Iraq is the Iraqi people standing up and fighting against our soldiers, because we've killed 1,300,000 of their children, wives, husbands, and so forth, relatives. So the insurgency today, folks, is just the Iraqi people standing up and fighting against our forces. Okay, and they're doing a pretty good job of it, too. So the Israeli communist Zionists who control America and control Israel, the ones that are Gentiles and call themselves Jews, are not going to let that happen in Iran. They don't want the Iranian people standing up and fighting against them and their American army, okay? Antichrist, communist Zionist army in America. And so they figure if we kill 50 million Iranians out of the 72 million Iranians, that they won't have the will to stand up and fight as freedom fighters in Iran against America and the Mossad, the army, rather, of Israel, okay? So that's their goal. When they say that they're going to attack military installations, folks, that's not true. They know they don't have to attack the military installations because they know they're not making nuclear weapons. Is that understood? They're lying to us to get us into war with Iran and then with Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia is going to be bad boys too, as soon as Pakistan is already a bad boy. They're saying now so that Abomination can blow up Pakistan at the same time they're going to blow up Iran, is, as you know, after the inauguration, the CIA's organization, Al-Qaeda, the U.S. CIA's organization that they started and fund and control, Al-Qaeda is going to come from Pakistan, they say, allegedly, and blow up America again, but 10 times or 100 times worse than on 9/11. So expect after the inauguration to be blown up again, America, unless you do what I do and pray every night that God stops them, just shuts them down and doesn't allow them to blow up America in another false flag operation and blame it on Pakistan and Iran working together against America, as they will do after the CIA and the Mossad blew us up on 9/11. They did it, the Mossad and the CIA. They're going to do it again after the inauguration, but this time's 100 times as bad, 10 to 100 times as bad, killing at least 100,000 or more Americans. They're going to blame it on Iran and Pakistan. So all the American people, because they're bleeding, relatives are bleeding and dead after this next attack, false flag attack by the CIA and the Mossad, they're going to scream to kill all the Muslims in the world. Kill the Muslims, kill the Muslims. We're so brainwashed in this country. That's what the Zionist controlled news is going to tell us, that Iran did it and Pakistan did it. And so probably 70% of the American people will be all for going and bombing Iran and killing all the Iranians or, you know, as many as possible, and also the Pakistanis. So Israel can take over those lands too, okay? So that's the goal here. And it says here that during his three-day stay, that's Israeli, communist, Zionist, Israeli, Gentile that calls themselves a Jew, Ehud Olmert, is expected to attempt to make President Bush pledge to counter, meaning bomb, Iran, their nuclear program. Okay. Well, that's where it's at, folks. That's the news for the day. The news for today is that, get ready, that if you do not do what I do every night, and I do it every night, folks, I pray to God, our Creator God of heaven, God, that he stop the false flag bombing of America again, because in doing that, he will stop our descent into a totalitarian system here in America under military rule, and we can continue to use the methods we're using to awaken millions of Americans. We're awakening millions of Americans right now as you speak, as we speak on Republic Broadcasting Network, GCN, and other programs with your help, telling people to tune in to Republic Broadcasting Network and listen to the programming and learn instead of turning on the deceptive TV or turning on Rush Bingball, who's a traitor to this country, and Hannity and Combs is a traitor, and Bill, can't even think of his name, on Fox News. But they're all traitors to this country. They're totally controlled, and they control the news, and they don't tell you the things I'm telling you here today, or John Stadtmiller tells you, and others on Republic Broadcasting Network tell you all the time. And you know that. So we need to pray every night, folks. Pray that God will stay their hand, confound them, and destroy them if they try to give the order to false flag bomb America again after the inauguration. And I pray, if enough of us pray, folks, that God will listen to us and stop them, shut them down, and destroy them if they try to false flag bomb America, killing 10 to 100 times more people than they killed when they bombed us in a false flag operation by the CIA and Mossad on September 11th, okay? So that's our duty, folks. God is in his heaven and on his throne, and he is bringing his enemies upon America, the synagogue of Satan, because we have thrown him out of America. We've thrown God out of America, and I suggest your first prayer to the Lord would be under 2 Chronicles 7:14, and begging the Lord to forgive our sins, national sins, for throwing him out of this nation, forgive our individual sins for sitting back and doing nothing about it during all these years of throwing God out of this nation, out of the schools, out of the public places and all that, and it's still going on right now, and we're sitting back and doing nothing about it, and ask God to come back in, ask his forgiveness, and ask him to come back into this nation and put his hand of protection and scatter his enemies, the sword of the Lord that God has brought upon us in this nation. The sword of the Lord is in biblical history when he brings his enemies upon his people for turning against God, the holy God, creator God of heaven. And so that's where we're at, folks. If you do not pray and do not ask God, then batten the hatches, keep your powder dry, and get ready to go to war. Because it's going to be hell on earth. Their goal at promoting this war with Iran and Pakistan is to get the 1,300,000,000 Muslims across the earth to stand up and fight and start World War III. That's their goal. And if they do get to bomb Iran and Pakistan, and they're then going to go after Saudi Arabia, which they are, they will get World War III started, because the Muslims are getting very tired of being attacked, especially their holy lands are being destroyed. And so they will fight. I believe they will. They'll stand up and fight us. And that's the goal, to make blood run in the streets all across the world, so that the people of the world will cry out for world peace, and they can stuff us all under their Antichrist, communist-led United Nations system of peace. And it'll be just like in the Soviet Union, folks. No peace. We'll be right back.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states. Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Okay, folks, welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program. We just got a few minutes until open phones next hour. Open phones, okay? If you'd like to call in next hour, folks, the number's 800-313-9443. That's 313-9443, okay? 800-313-9443 if you'd like to call in next hour. So we only have a few hours left, or a few minutes left. We go into the second hour. I do have some other things to share with you, but we will get to your calls. George Orwell, who wrote the book 1984, came up with this statement, and we're in this time right now, folks. We're in this time right now. In a time of universal deceit, lying, cheating, falsehoods like we are today, telling the truth becomes a revolutionary act. And they call it a terrorist act today, if you're telling the truth. So, John Stopmiller, myself, and all those on talk radio, alternative talk radio, know that we have a target on our head, okay? Because we're telling you the truth. We're digging out the news. I go through six to eight foreign publications a day to get news for you, which is not reported in American communist Zionist-controlled news, but it is in other countries. They talk about what's going on in America. They talk about what's going on in the war, and they don't tell you those things in our media today. So George Orwell was right. In the time of universal deceit, telling the truth becomes a revolutionary act, and the government hates it. They hate it, and we have a target on our head, those that are on alternative talk radio. But that's okay, folks. We're trying to win our country back. I have 3 sons and 9 grandchildren. And I want them to live in a free world. And I want your children to grow up in a free world too, folks. And so that's why I'm doing this. And if I die, I die. And I pray that God will take me as his own, because I'm a born-again Christian. I read my Bible every night and try to live by it. I do mess up because God says all of us are sinners. We are, except for Jesus Christ and him. All men are sinners. All women are sinners. But it just depends on if you're a forgiven sinner or not, okay? And that means you got to accept the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. And that's the only way to get into heaven. Even though many of our government pastors today are lying about it, and it burns me up, folks, that they're lying to the Jewish people. This fat guy, multimillionaire John Hagee, preacher John Hagee, Christian preacher, allegedly, is lying to the Jews, telling them they don't need Jesus Christ to go to heaven. They got their own way to heaven. And, of course, I read the Bible. I've read it over and over again. And nowhere in there does it tell the Jews, the tribe of Judah, that they have a different way to heaven than through Jesus Christ. It's not there. It all says that they need the Lord Jesus Christ, as all of us do, to get to heaven. So John Hagee is the worst anti-Semite on earth. He started a national organization for the Jews, and he's teaching them that they don't need Jesus Christ to go to heaven. So he's the worst anti-Semite on earth. He may be Jewish, too. You know, Hagee, I don't know. I have some good soldiers and police officers who are Jewish, who communicate with me all the time, and I'll have to ask him if Hagee is a Jewish name. But he's an evil, evil man by telling all the Jews to go to hell, basically, by telling them they don't need Jesus Christ. I hear the music. We're coming into the second hour of the Officer Jack McLam program on the Great Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned. We'll be right back, folks.
Gold has been.